Welcome back to the 21 Days of Prayer and Fasting podcast. Today's Friday, January the 17th. It's day 13 of our journey together, in which we are spending additional time and giving more attention to prayer and fasting for 21 days. This began, of course, back on January 5th. Today, of course, is Friday, January 17th. It's day 13. So glad you're with us and every day giving some additional time and attention to this to these disciplines of prayer and fasting. We're using 1st and 2nd Thessalonians as our basis. We're praying the Word that's found in, of course, those two books. And we are looking this morning at 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 3 through about 8, really the sense and the direction of this set of verses is sanctification, specifically in regards to sexual sin. I'll read some of the phrases in here, and we're going to pray that God would increase our desire for purity. Here's how it's worded in this text. Notice the general leaning of the text, the specific direction, in fact. Paul would write this, that this is God's will, your sanctification. I remind you, this follows on the heels of yesterday, the idea of increased obedience. And so this is a connection here that we do experience greater sanctification as we really pursue increased obedience. Paul says, this is God's will, our sanctification, that you keep away from sexual immorality, that each of you knows how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not with lustful passions like the Gentiles who don't know God. This means that one must not transgress against and take advantage of a brother or sister in this manner, because the Lord is the avenger of all these offenses, as we previously told and warned you. For God's not called us to impurity, but to live in holiness. And consequently, anyone who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit. So the sense here, and the real call of the text, is to pursue holiness, to pursue purity. It's empowered by the Holy Spirit. It's the call of God. It is our sanctification in every practical sense of the word. And so let us pray, not just that we would continue to see greater sanctification, but that we would see a greater sanctification in regards to our purity, and even more specifically, let's drill down in regards to sexual purity. Let's pray to that end. Pray with that in mind for each other and for ourselves today. Now, Holy Father, Peter reminded us that as you are holy, so we are to be holy. Paul here is echoing that. He's saying much the same thing, that we're to live in holiness, not impurity. We're not to take advantage of each other in sexual ways. We're not to live in sexual immorality. Instead, we're to pursue purity, holiness. And this is your will, and this is how we are sanctified, to reject and resist impurity and to pursue and practice purity, holiness. And so, God, I pray you'd help each of us to set up strong boundaries in regards to the sexual temptations that come our way, for men and women, for teens, for our children, for families, to watch carefully and to guard against pornography and sexual images that pervade the home through various streaming services. God, I pray you'd give the dads and husbands in these homes diligence and vigilance, that you'd give them a real guardian mentality over their home, and they'd protect everyone, Lord, from these things that can come in so many different fashions, from our phones, from our TVs, computers. And Lord, this is such a gateway for lots of impurity, for lots of sexual temptation. So I pray for your Holy Spirit's power upon our moms and our dads as they guard their families. But I pray for Holy Spirit anointed conversations among parents and children. I pray for strong desires in the right direction between couples, that there'd be a desire for one another and not for someone else, that there'd be no covetousness for another wife or husband, that there'd be no lust for someone else. Well, we pray for sexual purity, for sexual holiness. We pray for the right kind of sanctification in this way, and that we would reject and resist impurity, and that we would fight well against sexual temptation. And Lord, I just ask that you would, by your grace and by your power, give us desires to pursue holiness and purity in these days. Guard us, keep us, preserve us. And Lord, I just ask that our church would be known for its purity and its holiness, and that it would stand as a light in our culture against the pervasive immorality and sexual perversion that's coming our way in so many different forms. And these things we pray humbly, we pray boldly in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen.